Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I know you guys are probably wondering who this beautiful, gorgeous woman sitting alongside me is at this very table right here. It's my girlfriend.
Welcome, Chris.
Thanks.
I think I'm the only person that calls you Chris.
Yeah, you definitely started Chris. No one ever called me Chris.
I'm the originator.
A teacher in my primary school called me Chris, and I hated it.
Well,
but you started Chris, and now I think it's cool.
But what about Chris Jenner?
That's C-H.
No, it's not. It's K.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm so dumb. Is it actually?
Yeah, it's K.
Oh, wow. Why do I always see that as
a
C-H?
Yeah, I think it's cool now.
Okay.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say before we get into juicy conversations, because this might be distracting throughout the episode, I just want to get it over with now because I'm a little self-conscious, and that's why I sat on the opposite side of the table that I normally do, because I want to hide this side of my face because that's where this thing is. Anyway, I was skateboarding, and my skateboard, I guess, was tired of me stepping all over it, and it shot back up and hit me in the face, and it scraped me. Okay, now we can continue.
All right, well, welcome to the table, and welcome back to Deeper with the Dolan Twins. I'm your host, Grayson Dolan, alongside this simp.
What? Why am I a simp?
Well, just because the way you intro the episode. But that's fine.
I'm allowed to say my girlfriend's beautiful and gorgeous?
No, you totally are. And I think that if you're not a simp, you're probably a douchebag, and simps are probably just good guys. It's simp is like the new age nice guy.
Yeah, I get confused about when people call me a simp.
You know, people say like nice guys finish last. That's basically just a simp.
What exactly is a simp?
Yeah, what is a simp?
You can't compliment your girlfriend anymore without being called a simp.
I think that's a thing. I think it's like when you're
just being nice.
It's like maybe like reaching a little bit.
As a guy, it's not cool.
Or like
to be
sucking
nice.
Up.
Yeah, but is that bad? Like, shouldn't you want to make your significant other feel good?
Adele, you know what a simp is?
Yeah, I got the definition.
What is it?
A man who foolishly overvalues and defers to a woman, putting her on a pedestal.
What's wrong with that?
Slang. Someone who foolishly overvalues someone else.
Foolishly overvalues. But compliments, I don't know. I guess maybe...
Foolishly? That's weird.
Yeah. I don't think my girlfriend could ever be overvalued. I don't think you'd be valued enough.
Well, I don't think it's foolish.
Was that simpish?
I don't think it's foolish to overvalue your significant other ever. So simp on. And that was probably the simpiest thing to say.
Simp on!
Okay, whatever. We're going to get into this, guys.
Oh, God. What are we getting into?
Christina is our guest, and I have a juicy question to start this off. No, I'm not. It's not really.
Okay.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm so nervous.
No, I wanted to kick things off by just talking about how we all met. Do you guys recall how we met? Because I am responsible for the meeting.
He's sitting over there being like, I bet you guys don't know how you met. Of course we remember how we fucking met.
How'd you meet? I bet she doesn't remember.
No, how we met, how we got in touch, right?
Yeah, how'd you guys meet?
I
thought Ethan was responsible, but when I came here.
How we became
here,
aware of each other's existence, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was you. And when I was at home and people asking me how we met, I was like, oh, Ethan saw me on a Snapchat and like asked who I was. And that's not what happened at all.
Yeah.
It was through Grayson, actually.
It was through me.
But no,
I don't know where I got that from.
But that's what happened. But it is kind of what happened. You're kind of on with that.
Okay.
I just said the more romantic version of that, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it was kind of romantic.
I mean, I'm a romantic man. What's not romantic about me being involved?
Hey, you being a wingman?
Yeah, I was. So I was Snapchatting with
you. You're not a romantic man at all.
Bro, what are you cutting me off for, dude?
You just, because you called yourself a romantic man.
No, you're
man
just jealous, bro.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. You're jealous of my romance. But basically, bro, you better fucking stop, because after this episode, me and you are going to have a bad romance.
You know what?
Oh, God.
All right? Yeah. All right, no, stop. Okay, listen.
Okay.
I'm telling the story.
Okay.
Sorry if that was awful.
Oh, it was.
Did you? Yeah, I know.
About,
okay.
About that joke.
Thanks, man. It's okay. Thank about it, man. It's all good. All right, but I had someone on Snapchat. We were talking, and then we were supposed to hang out, and I think they couldn't because they were with you. And then I was like, well, and then I saw you on her story, and I was like,
all right, what year are we talking here? You're jumping all around.
2016.
He seems really excited. It was 2016. I'll tell you, because I honestly remember probably better than you, because it wasn't 6 years plus ago. It was only 4 years ago.
Okay.
So what happened was Grayson, no, anything 6 years plus ago, Grayson remembers vividly, but okay. Anything before that, he has no clue. He's like a fucking goldfish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a goldfish that has long-term brain.
It was 2016.
It was 2016.
Mid-2016.
Grayson was communicating with someone on Snapchat who was hanging out with you at the time.
Yes, mm-hmm. We did have communications.
And Grayson was Snapchatting her, and she sent the Snapchat of herself and you in the background.
Yeah.
And I was like there, and I peeped over Grayson's shoulder, and I was like, who was that in the background? And it was you. So it was romantic. I did find you.
Aww.
And I did think that you were gorgeous the moment I saw you on that Snapchat.
Thank you.
And then, so now I'm out of the story. I just did the whole linking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you add Chris that day?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I remember plans fell through and we couldn't hang out. So we didn't see each other in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was leaving short after that.
I think you were leaving like the next day. And I Snapchatted you and I was like, hey, like, and I kind of just introduced myself, and then we were going to like probably hang out all together in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, I'm going back to Australia.
Yeah. Then do you want to talk about how you deleted me? Or
I need to hear about this because I didn't know.
God.
What happened?
Why did I delete you?
Chris, well, why did you?
Deleted me because, just think about it.
You went back to Australia. Here's my take on why I deleted you. At least why I think my 16-year-old self deleted you on Snapchat.
Because I couldn't hang out with you.
No. Okay, you're making me sound like a fucking asshole. I'm a changed man.
He's not. He wasn't an asshole. He was never an asshole.
No, he never was.
No.
Never.
What happened was, it wasn't because we couldn't hang out. It was because you went back to Australia and I kept talking to you.
I think I didn't reply to you.
Yeah, you wouldn't reply to me.
I think you ghosted
him. You ghosted me. So I took it as like, okay, she doesn't like me. She's not interested in me at all, or she doesn't want to talk to me. So I just deleted you.
I can't even remember my headspace back then.
You were like, fuck this kid. I hate this kid.
No.
No?
No.
Well, that's what I thought.
So I honestly
took myself out of your life because I thought that's what you wanted.
So this would have been, yeah, this had been before June in 2016, because shortly after that, we went on tour,
mm-hmm.
and then Ethan and I, we did the 4OU tour, starting in America, ending in Australia. And then we all met up in Australia. If you had her deleted, how did we all meet up? Because I didn't orchestrate
that.
That's
what I can't remember.
I can't remember. No, I don't know.
I think we had each other's numbers, and I ended up.
We got each other's numbers?
I think so. Because I asked you why did you delete me? And then you re-added me.
So I texted you.
Or
when
I went to Snapchat you and it said like pending.
It was really random though. Cause,
oh, that hurts so bad.
Well, I went to check my Snapchat and it said open like 10 times in a row.
Okay. So fair.
So that was revenge. No, all right. What happened was, so we had a 42 city worldwide tour, and the last show just happened to be in Sydney. So we decided to take a vacation in Sydney. Which I don't know, meant to be, who knows. We took a vacation in Sydney, and I was like, you know what? I think that girl that I deleted is from Sydney. And I was like, I don't know my way around here. I don't know what to do here.
You
like,
sound the biggest asshole right
okay,
now.
Okay, I was, all right? Maybe.
No, I'm going to defend him right now, because we took a vacation in Sydney for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
We saw you on the last day. We all met up. For the entire time of our vacation, he was nonstop talking about
you. You just skipped ahead.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying, you said, oh, I think that girl, but I will say he was nonstop talking about you. Like, he was, oh, I hope we can meet up.
You're still skipping ahead. Relax. So
yeah, let's talk about how we met.
I added you back on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did text you. I was like, I'm in Sydney. Is this where you're from? And I remember I sent you a Snapchat out my window because you could see the Harbor Bridge. Sydney
yes,
Harbor
and
Bridge.
You had a geotag.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, is this where you're from? And
yes, I remember.
That was 4 years ago.
Okay, well.
And then, yeah, we had a vacation up in the I'm not going to say where we were because we go there all the time.
Yeah.
But in Australia, we took a vacation by the beach. And I was like, do you live like near here? And you're like, no, I'm like an hour away or so. So I was like, oh, I don't know how we're going to like meet up. Like, and then I ended up like meeting someone, and we went cliff jumping closer to
eyelash right here.
Can you get it?
Yeah. You
can I make a wish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is it?
Okay. Right. I made a wish.
All right. So then, yes, we were cliff jumping, and then
we were cliff jumping, and I was like, "Do you live like closer to here?" And then you're like, "Oh yeah, I do. Maybe like 20 minutes or so." Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Okay, we should like meet up and get dinner or something." And then you were already like with your friend, already had dinner, and then mm-hmm. I was like at dinner, and you just met us at the spot.
Yeah.
And then it was nighttime. And we decided.
I met you outside that sushi place that you guys went to.
Yeah.
And then you both were walking to my car, and I'd never seen you before, and I was like, holy shit.
You were nervous?
Yeah, it was crazy because I thought you were like, just I can't even describe it. And what's funny now is
you thought it was what?
Was he a little larger in person?
What do you mean?
Like, did you think he was gonna be short? Or something, yeah. And then he was a little taller. So you're like,
he was taller and just like.
No, but what were you about to say?
But like, perfect looking. Oh. Like I can't even describe that. It's just like you see good looking people, but like you were perfect. Like it was intimidating to look at you. And then it's funny because you look back on photos of when I met you, and like you have this long shaggy hair.
And I was doing like my first ever No Shave November. I had a cheesy ass mustache and a purple streak in my hair. What the fuck were you tripping?
Oh, God.
I thought the same thing about you when I first saw you, too. Like, I couldn't speak. And I'd never been like that around anybody before.
Yeah, neither.
I was just like, why can't words come out of my mouth?
Aw. And then so we did go cliff jumping, and we went to the spot. And
it wasn't just normal cliff jumping.
No. Okay. Can I explain?
Yeah.
So I like, you guys were like, I could tell you guys were nervous around each other. You, like, the chemistry was in the air, like... The fact that you were both equally as nervous was like cute to me. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Because Ethan was talking about you nonstop. So I was like really happy as a brother and a wingman that like you guys had finally met. And so we went to this cliff jump spot and...
Well, can we just say that it was like 10 p.m. and it was pitch black?
No, outside? it was like midnight. like midnight and in the day, this jump is sketchy. Because you have to jump out over these rocks and land in this one spot. Special spot. You could see the water is like darker in one area because it's deeper there, so that's where you want to aim when you jump. And it's about 40 feet, which is like, what's 40 divided by 3? I don't know the meters. Sorry, Chris.
It's like 15 meters.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's like, no, it's like 17 meters maybe. That's a high jump. 15 meters is 30 feet. No, it's 45. 15 meters, he's right. Okay, so it's a high jump. Like one of the highest cliffs that I've been off of, like, second highs. I've been off one that was, like, a lot higher, but then you just had to, like, that's sketchy. But whatever, it's sketchy height, where if you flop, you're going to get, like, messed up. And
what I didn't know about Christina yet was that she has a crazy fear of heights.
Oh, crazy.
And you did.
But it was also pitch black, yeah, which it was 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Or better, because you couldn't see the bottom.
It was definitely worse.
Literally, it was so dark. Okay, so you had a...
There were sharks in there, too.
Okay, we found that out the day after. Like, oh. All right, so...
But I knew those sharks.
Because you're from Australia. I'm from like Jersey. There's like not that many sharks. All right, so there's this fence. God. There's this fence that's like 10 feet high. You can't climb over it because it's like slippery. So you have to like go around the cliff and then like hold on to the fence for dear life over this water where it's like if you fall, it's not chill. And then you have to walk out to where you can jump and then it is chill. And so we all went. We all jumped off in pairs. So like the two dudes we were with jumped off together. I jumped off with someone else and then I'm looking up and I can't see Ethan and Christina. I was like, you guys.
I couldn't see you guys at the bottom
either. Okay, so I wanted to, okay, no, I did know there was sharks because when Alex and Nick jumped, I was like, they just stirred up the water. I need to go fast and swim out because the shark's going to get notified that there's humans there. And then, so yeah, I was looking up. I was like, you guys need to jump. You guys need to jump.
And so here's what happened. I was at the top of Christina and I was like, okay, She was like, can we hold hands and jump? Or did I hold your hand? Who made the move? No, because I think I was like, let's hold hands and jump so that we both jump together. And then I held your hand like this. Let's demonstrate. I held your hand like this. like the best friend way, kind of. And then she switched it to that.
I slid in.
But here's my thought process. I was like, fuck no, I'm not interlocking fingers. As much as I really want to right now because she's like the prettiest girl I've ever seen, I'm holding her hand like this because... If I jump and she doesn't and my fingers are locked like this and she pulls me back, I'm dead. So you went like this?
He told me that. I vividly remember him being like, dude, she switched to interlocking.
She did. And she went like this.
I swear.
She went like this. And I was like, I can't. I hate that I can't be happy about that right now. So I was like, fuck. Okay. You're going to have to jump because if you don't jump, we're fucked. And right as we were about to jump, you pulled back.
Yeah.
We could have gotten severely messed up from that. But I luckily didn't fall off. And then I think like the second time I just went for it, I like pulled you off the cliff. And then it was successful. We jumped off the cliff and it was great. And that's how we met.
It was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what?
I only told my mom about it recently.
Really?
She would have fucking killed me.
What a night to meet. And then even getting out of the water, it was like ice cold in that one area for some reason. And we had a phone flash, an iPhone 5 at the time. And like... And just a bunch of barnacles that you can get cut on. Oh, it was sketchy.
Oh God,
what an Australian thing to do. You know what I mean?
I know. Mm-hmm.
I think we made
Which is why I love Australia.
We came from America and then made you do the most Australian thing that you've ever done.
That's what Ethan and I, like, literally, I think part of our soul belongs in Australia, another reason why I feel like you guys are meant to be, because, like, when I first went to Australia, I was like, my soul belongs here. And then also my soul belongs with Ethan. So Ethan needs to be here.
That's the weird thing.
So I don't know.
Like, it was the last tour date. We decided to take a vacation there. And then can you imagine if I loved Australia, but he hated it? I would have never went back. And because I went back, that's why we started talking more.
I know.
We'll get to that soon. But
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, one funny, do you guys remember like the fucking, okay, so the cliff was so high that if you like went and your legs were a little bit open, like your butthole would hurt so bad.
The water would literally go, it would penetrate your asshole.
That's what it felt like. I butthole flopped. All right, but that
I don't remember that at all.
I do remember that because it happened to me. It must not have happened to you because you would have remembered. All right, so.
Can I just grab some light
bulb? Yeah, you can. And I will roll into the next question about, I guess we kind of just talked about this, but was there a specific moment in which you guys knew that you had like a specific feeling for the other person? You know, before, at first you said like, oh, he was so attractive to you and vice versa and she was so attractive to you.
Yeah, but that's just looks. Yeah.
That's just looks. Like, was there a moment when you guys were like, okay,
yeah.
I feel like there was a turning point. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
what was
exactly.
your moment?
It was early last year.
Oh, what the fuck? Mine was like 4 years ago.
No. No. Like attractive wise the whole time. Like
I always thought you were cool, obviously.
Yeah.
No, I was just
you were always someone that I missed, even though like I never really knew you properly. Mm-hmm.
We never really
and
got to know
you. You were always someone who made me laugh no matter what. Like it was just an instant click. Mm-hmm. But early last year, early 2019, we started texting again because you stopped texting me back for a little bit. We started texting again, and that's when, I don't know, we started talking like on a deeper level, like just really emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were talking about your dad a little bit, and then, I started like opening up to you about my family and things like that. And then that's when I was like, oh my God, we're so similar.
Because those 4 years that I knew you, like right away, like the day I met you, I knew there was something like different about you from anybody
that
I've ever
met. Yeah, same
as me. Like it felt like some sort of connection. I don't know. They say soulmate, but like I honestly believe that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Like whereas like a lot of things could just go unsaid, and like we just kind of knew how each other were feeling. It was weird. Mm-hmm. I always had like an intuition that you were on the same page as me with like how I felt about you, but I was like, I didn't want to take the chance and just be like, oh, I'm just assuming things because I'm gonna feel like an idiot.
Yeah, we felt the same thing, but we just never said to each other.
Yeah, and then every time I see you, I get reminded of that feeling. And then because you lived in Australia, I didn't see you for so long, and that's probably why we just didn't start talking sooner.
Yeah.
But then the music video, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because we decided that...
Well, I did.
Grayson did. Yeah.
I cast and directed the whole thing. So I was like,
for those of you that don't know that are listening, we directed a music video for an Australian band, and they're a great friend of ours.
Called Cub Sport.
Cub Sport. And they have a really beautiful story.
Which actually inspired the idea of the music video.
With opening up and coming to who they are, and also falling in love.
Yeah.
Two of the bandmates. And we wanted to make a music video kind of around that. The message was like love is love, and so there I needed a love interest for the movie.
Music
video movie. And I was like, who are we gonna cast for this? How do I ask someone to play a love interest for me?
Yeah, because I was the producing as well. That was a big moment. There was a kiss in there.
There was a kiss in there too, and I never kissed anyone.
I didn't think you were even seen with a girl on social media.
Literally, because never.
Because back in the day, like if I was seen with a friend of mine, or like my friend's girlfriend or whatever, like people would be like, they're dating, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people would get attacked. So like we were very like, okay, let's not be seen with any girls.
We kept that part of our lives very private.
Very private. So that was like a big step for me. Yeah. I was like, in order to make this music video exactly what we want it to be and what it has potential to be, I need to have a love interest and a kissing scene in this music video. And I was like, I cannot cast this because it will seem like if I reach out to someone like, hey, do you want to have a kissing scene with me in a music video? That's like me being like, all right, I made this huge elaborate excuse to kiss you. And I didn't want it to be like that. Like, that's creepy as fuck.
That's
so I was like,
Gray reached out.
I was like, Grayson, you need to cast this. Like, you pick someone.
I casted it. I think I casted about like 25 people, and then we had like 100 plus extras, which was, it was a lot of fun. That was like literally like one of the most fun things I've done in my life, was creating that music video. But as Ethan said, it was like really serious. It was the first time he was going to be seen with a girl. And so I was like, who is like really unproblematic that we might know, and who is really sweet and we know is genuine, and also can act?
Because that's the thing that we were worried, like, okay, if I have a kissing scene with someone in the video, obviously like, and like people who were like our followers and stuff kind of went into investigator mode sometimes and would like deep dive into people's lives. So I was like, I don't want to like have a kissing scene with someone, and then
I was
and then they get attacked for it. So like, that's why Grayson was, like you said, unproblematic or whatever.
However you want to word that, but just very like just positive, and that's it, you know?
I mean, because, we didn't want like, and that was the general vibe of the music
video. We wanted everybody's real character to be sort of true to the character that they were playing. And so, you were the first person that popped in my mind, honestly. And you were in Australia, and I emailed you very professionally.
No, you texted me. You did email me.
I emailed you, and Grayson emailing you. That's the funniest fucking concept. And then you agree. We made it happen, and that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I flew out for the week.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
Hey, you're welcome.
What a time. And so.
And we had a kissing scene.
And that. So what was that kissing scene? It wasn't your first kiss.
Our first kiss together?
Yeah.
No.
All right. I know when your first kiss was. I don't even know why I asked that. Sorry. I just wanted to like get a little tea. but you didn't kiss again the rest of that trip.
We barely even kissed before that, I will say. Yeah. Like we didn't know each other.
So that's what you thought about your first kiss, is barely even a thing. Jesus.
Gosh.
Ethan.
So we kind of just talked about how on camera, you're the first girl that Ethan had been like seen with in that light. Obviously you were acting, so it was a little bit different. But when things got serious, you know, when you guys started to realize that you like each other and you wanted to become serious together, how did you decide to keep things secret at first, and why?
Mm. Wait, before we go into this, can we just say that it was crazy because when we met up last year for Hawaii, it was like the music video came to life. It was so weird.
How weird,
like,
is
the storyline was like almost exact, and then we went to Hawaii and it was Hawaiian party, and we're also with the Hawaiian party cast with Max and Connor. It was just so
weird.
That
was crazy.
That wasn't intentional.
Is this like stars aligning?
The message of the music video was like best friends like falling in love by accident and like not knowing how to break it to each other, and that's kind of what happened to us. We weren't best friends by any means, but like we were friends, you know. I wouldn't say we were anything like that before we fell in love. And then that it really kind of happened in Hawaii.
Yeah,
when we met up there.
Did you guys say I love you there?
No, but no, I definitely no. I Yeah. I knew I loved you before I went to Hawaii.
Aww. I did too.
I knew he did.
I was always confused though, because you would send me so many like mixed signals, but it wasn't
until I never
this is not an argument, all right?
No, but I've never been in a serious relationship, and I've never had someone treat me the way you did.
Oh, well, congratulations. Okay, what did I even ask before?
Congratulations.
You asked about like keeping it private.
Yeah, keeping it private. So
then after Hawaii, I planned on coming to Australia and spending a full month there, and we planned on living together. Mm-hmm. I was going to rent the house, and that's what we did. And I mean, Grayson was there too, third wheeling.
There he is. Yeah,
you actually were.
Like, oh, that was like the hardest I've ever really third-wheeled in my life.
I know. It was like.
I was going to the beach alone. I was.
I know. I feel
and
so
I didn't
bad.
Have a car. I couldn't drive there. I was fucking walking like 2 miles barefoot to the beach.
But you like that shit.
I do love that shit. God. I do.
So
I do
Grayson's really dreams were coming true too. While
dude, I'm the type of guy to throw AirPods in and go walk through a fucking random city in a random country and like try to meet someone.
But also barefoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was enjoying it, you know. I actually don't mind being a third wheel.
Yeah, and I feel like now that you like, we're all like family now, so yeah. It's like it's different.
Yeah, it's normally not even like a third wheel.
Someone in my position, they'd be like, you know, the best friend or brother of someone feels like, oh, like they're in a relationship now, like you know, I have less of them. But I don't really like care because like I know, like I value your relationship as you guys do, and I think it's like great. So I'm like just trying to be as supportive as possible. So I'll never complain about being a third wheel or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind, okay? If I ever get into a future relationship, support me.
I will.
All right? No more fucking making fun of me and shit.
I just, like, sometimes you change who you are, and then I'm like, okay, red flag. Like, you feel like you can't be yourself around that person. Because yeah. I know you better than anybody. And yeah. Have I changed since I started dating Christina at all?
No. No, you haven't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
there's a little.
Sorry, we had to work that out.
There's a lot of hesitation.
But what we were talking about, so Australia for a month. And then that's when we first told each other that we loved each other. That's when we first told each other that we loved each other in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, what, November 20th, because that's when I flew out. And we went to the beach at night and we're talking. And then that's when we decided that we were officially dating, because before that, we didn't decide that.
Yeah.
But that night on November 20th, we're like, okay, let's just say we were dating on October 12th.
Yeah, because technically.
We kind of cheated the system a little bit.
Yeah.
I think people do that. It's normal. You guys were exclusive.
Exclusive, you guys
had feelings for each other, and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You probably just waited till you saw each other in real life to say, I love you.
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
The whole time in between Hawaii and Australia, we're like, oh, there's just, like, I need to say something, but I just can't do it on text.
Yeah.
Though every single day.
That was getting so frustrating. The distance was fucking, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
That was my first time ever dealing with, like, long distance.
So you guys kept it private because...
I don't know. It was so new, you know, because like,
well, first of all, I've never been like a social media person, so I wouldn't put it online anyway,
this
or
is
I wouldn't,
not you,
I wouldn't want it to put it, I wouldn't want to put it online, but I respect his privacy just as much as my own. So like, it was just a mutual thing. Like, I just don't want anyone knowing our business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you get opinions and stuff that like you're not asking for.
Yeah.
And, like, we've had a private friendship, I guess, for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the difference?
Exactly. And I think, like, especially when you're starting a relationship, it's so new and you're, like, just getting to know each other. And then hearing other people's opinions on that person that you're getting to know may sway, like, the way you think. Because, like, the emotions are so raw at that point. You're experiencing, like, all these new feelings that you never thought you'd ever feel before. And then someone says some shit that catches you off guard and then, that like, it stays in your mind. Like, there's just, like, you don't need that stuff.
Yeah.
So we decided to, like... not have that. And then against our will, but like we kind of like knew it would probably happen anyway because we went and
It was definitely inevitable, but
yeah, like people started leaking photos of us and stuff at like cafes and the beach and shit.
Yeah
And that's
when matching your sweatpants other pictures of you in sweatpants.
That that morning we woke up in Australia and I had like 70 tags.
That's the investigator thing, like, I'm talking about. Like sometimes my life feels like a crime scene, like I like people like investigating, like there's detectives.
It's crazy what they can find out.
The magnifying glass is thick sometimes. It was funny. I saw that too because like I was like.
And then the photo of me at the dentist.
Yeah. So there's a picture of Christina with you in the cafe. And this is when at first I kind of got out to the small group of investigators. it was you and your sweatpants holding Ethan's hand or whatever, you guys were standing next to each other, and then there's a swipe and here's proof, and it's you with fucking sunglasses out of the dentist like this, and you have fucking the same sweats on. And I was like, this is the photo that you got found out in, which is like, found out, what even is that? But that's funny. Yeah, and I'm a big believer in keeping personal stuff personal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Especially like letting it breathe and figuring it out. And like you said, emotions are raw in the beginning of a relationship, so you definitely need to like digest them, see how you really feel, spend some time with those thoughts and emotions, and then make your decision whether or not you want to like let people. It's the same thing as kind of like introducing someone to your family. You know what I mean? Because that's, for us, it's kind of what it is. We've built this like kind of family that we have here.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to introduce someone to my mom if it's not serious. Yeah. So... And like, it's good to take time.
Yeah.
For anyone listening, it's good to take time and like let things digest before you make a big decision.
Totally.
You'll know. You'll feel it in your gut when it's right.
Yeah.
And I knew you guys knew.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, moving on. This is all something, this upsets me to ask, but I want to because I want people to know what it's really like. There was a time where, I believe you guys were still private, and it was like the people like you know that were finding out and stuff like that. And,
not necessarily private because like we said, there was photos and everything that leaked, but we like never
you guys
never took the step to make it public.
Exactly. Your guys' personal decision was just to keep your relationship offline. Photos and stuff got out and assumptions. Mm-hmm. And then people started saying things that were just awful to you, mm-hmm. you know? And then you ended up deleting your Instagram,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't want you to do. I wasn't in favor of you doing that because I didn't want to like let them win, but maybe that was just my ego because you know I care about you so much and I didn't want the other people to win over you, which I don't see it like that anymore. But tell us about that. Like what was like the turning point there?
Okay, so
this was after quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So this is already when like there was a drastic change to life and like your mental health was plummeting.
Yeah. So I've always been a huge advocate for mental health, and I've always seen myself as like a confident, positive person, confident in myself, not in like an ego way, but just like confident in who I am.
Yeah.
So when people started putting two and two together and like, oh my God, I see Christine's bag on, like, you remember that whole thing? I remember I was in Jersey and these accounts were made just about me, just like really ripping me to shreds and saying stuff that just wasn't true and blown out way out of proportion. And I was like reading these things and already I was feeling, it was quarantine, I was confused, I felt lonely, even though I had you guys, especially, but like, I don't know, it was just a weird lonely feeling and you guys probably know exactly what that mm-hmm. was like during quarantine, but... I was away from home. I had no one, no family, no friends. And then these people were saying things about me and I had no...
you didn't have your family and friends around to tell you like...
Validation
almost.
That you're
still who you are.
Yeah.
Validation.
So I was almost like reading these things and convincing myself that I was those things and I was so confused. Mm-hmm. And I just got into such a bad spiral. I was like... upset all the time, was crying all the time.
I hated to see that.
And yeah, I was like, I can't believe that, you know, I'm being attacked for something that I is completely out of my control. Like, I was just.
And I think we kind of expected it a little bit, which is sad to say. And I think this kind of answers your last question about why we kept it private, because we were anticipating something like this.
Yeah.
And like.
And I knew it was coming, but when it hits you, it's like, wow, I felt like a deer in headlights. I had no idea what to do.
And for you, I felt so terrible because it's like, I started social media, and I liked having a following, like when it first started, and I wanted to continue that and wanted to make it my career and my life. And you never chose to do that. So while I was doing that with my life for the past 6 years, there was negatives that would come with it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take these because there's so many more positives. But for you, like, it wasn't your lifestyle. You didn't commit to it. You didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're just like thrown into some sort of spotlight where people can just say whatever they want about you.
Right.
And it starts to make you be like, wait, do I really know myself? Are they telling me true things that I don't notice about myself?
Mm.
And it's all made up bullshit. And it's probably like legit 12-year-olds who...
I know. That's the thing. It's crazy when you break it down and you think, okay, these are actual possibly 12-year-old girls saying this, where they're so disconnected. But for us, if we get like a million positive comments, just that one negative comment sticks out like a sore thumb, and you can't do anything about it. Like, you can't shake that. You can't say, okay, there's 100 people that are telling me I'm a great person and whatever, you know, that one negative comment can take you over the edge. And so I think as humans, we're conditioned to think, ignore the hate, like don't let them win, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, I remember I was on FaceTime with my mom and dad, and I was crying my eyes out. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I feel so depressed from this. And I was like, I want to delete everything. I don't want anyone to look at me. I don't want anyone to know who I am. I was at the time, I really wanted to be an actress, and my agent was sending me auditions to film. And I was like, I told him I was sick, which at the time I was, but I was like, I told him I was sick for the full week because I was like, I cannot do an audition. I don't want anyone to look at me. And I couldn't believe I was even saying that, because it's so against who I was before that. So anyway, I remember we were in Jersey, and I grabbed the laptop, and I was so hysterical, and I was like, I'm deleting my Instagram. Like, I need to go off the grid. I don't want anyone. It was just a complete like identity crisis, like invasion of privacy sort of thing. Yeah. And
because then you're faced with a decision. It's like, do I let them win and like quit like they probably want me to?
But then what does letting them win at the end of the day? Exactly. And so that's what
it kind of boils down to like an innate thing that all of us humans have, where it's like, the reason why we pay attention to the hate comment is because we're programmed, not conditioned, but we're legitimately programmed to focus on the negative so that we can address the problem. Because if you think about it, back in the beginning of time, if there was a problem, it's probably life-threatening. So it's like, now that these things are just like systemic little like fucking, it's bullshit. Like, it's like little hate comments that you think are like this life-threatening problem. Your brain is convinced that it is. But it's not. And then that's why you like focus on it. You cannot, like, no matter what anyone says, like, don't focus on the hate. Like, it's not possible.
It's not possible. And yeah, at that time, I was really thinking about all the people who get bullied on a daily basis, bullied in school, cyberbullied.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so heartbroken. And when you deal with it firsthand, you're like, this is like life threatening. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I want everyone to know who's going through a similar thing, that you can stick up for yourself, and it's not weak or you're not letting them win. It's just, I felt great. When I deleted my Instagram, I felt great. 4 months I was off, and I was the healthiest I've ever been mentally.
Yeah.
I had time to focus on my business. I had time to focus on with my family, my friends, and just live life. Yeah. Like, I was hardly on my phone, only texting you.
Yeah. And I want to say I'm really proud of you for making that decision, because even I was stupid. I let my ego take over at the time, and I was like, don't let them win. I was telling you
that. I know. I remember you said you'd be really disappointed.
I feel really fucking bad for saying that.
No, but that's what I mean. We're so conditioned to think that's the right thing to do, to protect ourselves, but it's not.
It's a big lesson.
Like, sometimes you just have to fight back. Not even that, but just stick up for yourself.
Yeah. It's okay to let them know that it gets to you, because it does.
Yeah.
And most of the time, if you say something, it's not retaliating. It's almost just like, most of the time they apologize or they'll stop. Most of the time. There's obviously like 10% that just, you know, get a thrill from doing it, but
they're going through their own shit too, though, and that's probably why they're doing it.
Yeah, totally.
Which sucks, you know. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were going through all that, I was also like, not against it, but I same thing. It was that ego in me, and I was like, Chris, don't let them win. Like, I don't want to see someone that I love, like, get, like, you know, mm-hmm. succumb to these people that are just like, that I could give a shit about. You know what I mean?
Leave
me
hate comments. Yeah.
And then it wasn't until recently when I started dealing with the same shit that you were back then. And I literally like went off Twitter for a month and a half. You know what I mean? In the past 6 years since I downloaded it, I was on it every single day.
Mm.
Tweeting, engaging with people, talking to people, like speaking my mind and stuff like that. And then,
did it help going off Twitter?
It did.
Yeah.
There was a turning point. I mean, because we went through a few things personally where it was also like none of anyone's business. And, you know, whatever. It was untruthful shit being said about us. And then people were like kept just saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it. And it started making me be like, what the fuck? And like questioning my own character.
Right. That's what
And I've always known who
happens.
I am fully.
Mm-hmm.
And so like every time I went on Twitter, I was in my mentions and people were just telling me I'm this person who I'm really not. But I was like so just like being attacked over and over again that my mental state was just like weak.
Mm.
And just to see that like constantly while I'm already in this weak and vulnerable point, I was just like, oh, I'm over it. And I just I had to get off Twitter. And I didn't want to let them win. I almost deleted my Twitter too.
Yeah.
And I hopped off too. And that's something that I wouldn't have done if you had never done that. Like, you truly led by example, and I followed what you did in that situation. And that was something that I've been doing this for 6 years. And like, I'm going to simp out real quick, but like, if you will, if that's what you want to call it, but like, you're amazing and the way you think is admirable. Like, I guess I've struggled with like ego issues where I'm like, I can't let them fucking win, but like to see you prevail by, you know, quote unquote letting them win and swallowing your pride in a sense and focusing on yourself and not trying to prove a point, it taught me to do that, and my life has been a lot better since.
That's so good. I think everyone that's listening should take that mm-hmm. as advice, because it's really, really important to focus on yourself. And that, from an outside perspective, seeing all the shit that was going on with you guys and seeing people call you these things that weren't true, it was so frustrating for me. Yeah. So I guess it was the same thing.
And it's people that don't know the truth at all.
They don't know the truth at all.
Oh God, if they only knew the fucking truth.
I know.
Ego.
I know.
Swallow the pride. It's not.
I know.
They don't deserve the truth.
I just don't want to be judged about something that's false for the rest of my life.
And
you know,
I think
I wake up every day and I still see some shit about it.
But there's nothing you can do about it because that will happen for the rest of your life. So
right.
Who you are going forward is the only thing that matters, because that's who people are going to know who you to be. Like, it's 4 years ago, I deleted Christina on Snapchat. Who the fuck was that guy? He made a stupid ass decision.
Yeah.
Would I ever make a dumb decision like that ever again? Hell no. So like I mean I grew up.
You wouldn't know a decision's dumb until you make it, but you realize in retrospect.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you grow up and you like when you said like you deleted her, like that's out of character for me, obviously. I'm like, well, that's like a douchebag thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, you grow up, you know what I mean? So it's just you are who you are in the present day, and that's all that fucking matters.
I know. I'm just still struggling with the shit, and I wish people knew the truth, but whatever the fuck.
I don't know. Behind closed doors, you guys have gone through the craziest shit this year.
Yeah. It's like unimaginably fucked up.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And like, my 2019 was unimaginably fucked
up. And there's a lot of
people.
And
honestly, 2020 somehow topped it in the most fucked up, psychotic way. Mm-hmm. It did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It did. I lost my dad last year, and this year has attacked me more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. But yeah. All right, on to a brighter note. You guys went public. And I think that's when things, and right before that, I think that's when things really started to change for the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all I see now is comments just saying how amazing you are.
I knew.
And I appreciate
I would tell you,
so
as
much.
Soon as people found out who you really were, they would love you.
And that's why I'm so happy that we have you on the podcast, because, like, I wanted people to see, like, the true you and get, like, the full hour, however long this is going to be. Like, I don't care how long.
I can't be this far from you when we're talking.
I feel like I'm not talking properly.
No,
I can't talk because there's
great.
So much pressure.
You're doing great. You're doing great. This episode's going better than I thought it even could, and I had high expectations to begin with. But, like, I really wanted people to know the real you. Like, and I knew that they weren't really getting it from the vlogs and the YouTube content you had been in. It was like mm-hmm. It was too short and snappy, and it was fun to make. It was really fun. But it didn't show the real you or the real version of our other friends that had been in it and the real version of Ethan and I. And I think that's right now. It's why we're on pause and we're
yeah, looking which to get back I'm in really touch with
our purpose. And I think we all have a purpose that aligns with one another's. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm really happy that people are going to get to know the real you from this. People that have seen you around and stuff like that in our content. Because
yeah, that was a thing about vlogs. Don't get me wrong, I loved your vlogs. I thought the content was amazing. I just thought
thank you.
There's a line between your personal lives and
public lives.
Yeah. Public lives, yeah. And I just think the vlogs were going a bit too, they were a bit too invasive at times.
Yeah.
And there were points where I was watching the vlogs and I was like, this doesn't even look like me. Like that, right. Like,
yeah.
I guess it comes down to editing and cuts and all that. But I mean, there was points where I was like, I kind of look annoying on camera, but it's, yeah, I guess that's just vlogs. It's just quick,
yeah.
Quick
yeah.
little it's snippets. Yeah, it's hard to get someone's, yeah, personality across.
Yeah. I feel like people just have a different style of comedy too. Like I would say we have a comedy based channel and stuff like that. We're trying to make people laugh. That's mm-hmm. that's our main goal, to make people laugh, make them feel happy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And if we could possibly change someone's day around for the better, that's what I'm here to do. And that's why I just started my YouTube channel. And I feel like in the vlogs, yeah, we were able to do that, but then we also had to sacrifice like part of who we actually were for some jokes.
Yeah.
There was times where I felt like I had content goggles on where I was like making just poor choices that were out of character for myself for the content's sake, because I was seeing the post edit in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is what the video is going to look like in the end. All right, now I'm going to go do this. But I didn't have my 2 feet on the ground.
Like, this is what I have to do in real life in order for the video to look like this.
Yeah, but there was no real life, really.
And it's crazy because you guys went into vlogs. I remember you saying, let's do real life before content.
Yeah.
So let's film real life stuff. And if, you know, like a joke comes across, then film it. But then over time, subconsciously, even it just kind of flipped the other way. Yeah. It was content first and then real life, which bothered me because I thought it didn't give you enough time to breathe. You had no time.
There was no separation between personal and public.
None
at
all.
It got a little like that.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun making them though. I will say that it reignited my love for creating.
Content and directing.
It was great.
The content seems like so like short and snappy and like minimal effort, but it's crazy amounts of effort that you have to put in because it's really like, it's telling a really, really fast paced story. It almost threw it back to like the Vine days where it's like, I think that like when I was making Vines, that was like the most I've like directed in a while because it's like, you have to tell a story in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And that's what vlogs did. But yeah, I feel like our channel is just like, I love connecting with people who watch us.
Yeah.
And that's something that I missed. It was more like I was doing things for like, just for comedy's sake rather than like connecting with someone.
Yeah, you know? So I didn't mean to make this about us at all, but it gave me that idea when I was like, they just saw you in such short form, you know what I mean? And like some people could have got the idea that, oh, like you said, like, oh, that part was annoying or whatever the fuck, but like that's not who you are.
Yeah.
You've never annoyed me once and like you live here and I think you're one of the best people I've ever met, and so I wanted people to see that.
Thanks,
and now I think they can with this podcast and where the videos are going in the future, you know, they'll be able
so
to see that stuff.
So excited for that. I'm so confident in that too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really excited.
And you helped us make the decision. You really did.
Really.
Yeah. I think it's going to be the best move yet.
Thank you.
Best chapter yet.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's YouTube is just like full of new chapters. That's what it is.
It's cool though.
Yeah.
Get to try new things.
Yeah, so you guys you went public. I think things changed for the better in that around that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You guys began like nothing but love, really. And I think it's crazy how like, because you guys are so young and you joke around and you talk about things about marriage and stuff. Sometimes not jokes, maybe. I mean, like it is serious because you guys are serious with each other. But you don't really have, like, I would assume in those situations, like when you did that, people would be like, you guys are too young. You don't know what the fuck you're saying. You know what I mean? Because that's like a lot of people would play a devil's advocate for a young couple. Like, and they think they're jumping the gun. But with you guys, it's like you fucking tell.
Yeah, no one gets mad or no one's like, oh, you guys are like thinking irrationally. You're too young. You're too young to get married. Every time I mention marriage, like in the slightest, everyone's like, just propose ready, you little fucking bitch. Like, what are you waiting for? And like, honestly, I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe they can just feel it.
Yeah, which leads me to my next question.
When's a proposal?
When?
No, stop! That's fucked up.
Bro, I was stretching.
Oh, he was stretching. Sorry, I didn't mean to. No, I'm not going to ask you guys about marriage. That's on you. You guys take your time with that and you figure it out. But what do you guys see? Where do you guys see yourself 5 years?
Married?
Definitely married by 5 years, yeah.
Yeah. And we got to have a house in our favorite part of Australia.
and 7 kids.
No.
7 kids, 5 years. We're going to have...
What?
We're
two
gonna,
twins.
No. We're going to have sextuplets and then just one child.
Okay.
Okay. We have twins on both sides of the family, so that's going to be You do, Chris? Yeah, my brother was a twin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not identical, though, right?
Yeah, identical.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
But identical is just a mutation, so you could...
Yeah, but it is the male gene. It means it's strong.
But we could have the...
Oh, we have twins.
I'm pulling for it.
What have you...
I'd be the one who gets triplets. Yeah. I would... God.
How amazing would that be?
I know it would be amazing, but like... Oh.
I don't want to put Grayson on blast. What? But like, I just want to ask you like an actual question. Like, do you feel... Like, we've done everything together our entire lives.
Yeah.
I'm now in a committed relationship. Obviously, Christina lives here and stuff. Like, do you, like, everything you've done your entire life, I'm like, okay, I have to do that. Like, if you land a trick, a skate trick, I have to do it. You got up the tramp wall when we filmed that last vlog. I had to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a committed relationship. Does it make you feel like you need to be in a committed relationship?
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
It did. And I tried to the point where it was like it was forced.
Yeah.
You know, it was unnatural. And it didn't work. And then I tried again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was part of like the whole corona unsettling feeling where you're in quarantine. You have no idea like what the fuck's going to happen tomorrow. So mm-hmm. you feel really unsettled and you're looking for an anchor to like ground you.
Yeah.
And for me, that was like a relationship.
But also like your identical twin.
But also my identical twin is now in a committed relationship and it's super healthy. And... Yeah, like, I'm not jealous, or maybe not envious, I don't know, whatever the word is, I really...
You envy me.
I envy you guys.
No, the connection, I guess.
I really value it. Like, when you come into the kitchen in the morning, and we're all chilling out, I'm like, damn, it would be sick to have a girlfriend, too. You know? but now, I'm totally fucking chilling on my own path, and I, like,
yeah.
I know that ours are separate. As similar as we are, I know that they're separate, and so I...
Grayson already feels like the Funkel. Of the house.
So. Oh, I'm always a Funkel, dude. I'm the fucking Dunkel too.
What's Dunkel?
Oh, that's the dad uncle. You haven't heard of that?
What?
You're a dad and an uncle? Yeah. We're both gonna be Dunkels.
Your kid's gonna get us confused sometimes. So
are our kids gonna get me and him confused?
Oh no. They probably will.
If we were to have a kid tomorrow, what kind of accent would it have? Think about it. No, think about this. Like, obviously, when the kid goes to school, if he goes to school in America, he's going to have an American accent.
Yeah,
if he goes
obviously.
To school and he lives his life in Australia, he's surrounded by Australians, he's going to have an Australian accent.
I want an Australian accent.
But here's the thing. If, obviously, quarantine's not going to continue forever, but if it were to, like, if we were to raise a kid in quarantine in, like, these next 3 months, or 3 years, rather, when it first starts talking, is it going to have, what accent would it have?
Mine. It would sound like me. You guys be, all right, we're going out real quick. I'd be like, okay, all right, say hi. I would just be teaching all vocabulary. Have it fucking, and then, he would have a great...
I'm definitely having a baby in Australia, so...
If my daughter has an Australian accent, it's adorable. A little baby with an Australian accent.
Sometimes there's... Like, I knew a family, and they moved to New Jersey from England, and there was four. The three younger ones had... English accents, and the one older one that I was friends with had an American accent. He turned it off, I think, because he went to school, and maybe because he was older, and kids were like, "Hey, where are you from, boy?" And so he probably was just like,
"Yeah,
Jersey." You know what I mean? But
I'd also love to raise kids in Jersey, though.
Mm. Yeah, we got to figure out where we're going to do that.
So that's your 5-year plan. I don't have a 5-year plan. I don't think it's possible. Yeah. I think this time taught us that no one can have a 5-year plan, really. Mm.
Yeah,
unless true. It's like a 5-year work plan or something like that, you know what I mean? Or a five-year workout plan. But even then, things come up. You get promotions. You get the opposite of promotions. You know,
mm-hmm.
you get
the cool thing about us is we don't really need to have a plan. It's like whatever we're feeling at any given moment, like the other ones, kind of we're just down for.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just said, like okay, we got to raise our kids in Jersey or wherever. Like I know that when it comes time to do that, we're just both going to be in agreement automatically.
Yeah,
we're like the same person. It's weird. It's really weird how similar you are to me. Maybe that's what I felt like when I first met you. I'm like, okay, that's me, but a girl. Is that weird?
I think we're the same people too. It just really weird things too. Mm.
Yeah. Like, we have a group chat called the three of us because I feel like we're kind of like triplets in that sense.
Yeah.
We kind of all think alike. Like we immediately have the same opinions on everything. It's weird.
There was a time, I don't know if you said this in a video already, but Gray was out in the living room and you were in the room and I was walking out to the kitchen and I was like scuffing my feet with my Air Forces and then he turned around to ask you a question and started asking the question and then looked up and he's like, oh, what the fuck? I thought you were Ethan.
Yeah, you guys both walk like lazy sexist shit.
I know.
Yeah, you guys both walk the same.
We're lazy sexist shit
together. Yeah,
you guys both sleep until like 11.
No, we really are. Like, I'm like,
we were up before you today.
Yeah, so. We were.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't know because we just sat around in bed for an extra couple hours.
I couldn't scrape myself out of bed this morning.
No, but it's so convenient because it's like, you know when, I don't know, I guess some people I've seen them have problems in relationships where they're like, oh, like I got to like go on a date night. Like I promised my girlfriend or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Or
like if I promise you like a date night and then I'm like, oh, damn, I'm just like not feeling it. Like you're just not feeling it either. Immediately before we even say it, we're like, okay. Like if we were both like, okay, let's go on a date and like. We never feel like
we went on a date we once. Almost feel we like we drove all the way to where was it? Santa Barbara.
Yeah, yeah.
Santa Barbara. And we're gonna sleep there the night in the sprint event, and then we're like,
wait, fuck this.
We're like, oh, let's just go back and sleep in our bed.
Yeah,
yeah. You guys have like the same. It's so weird.
It's like we had our 1 year. Well, let's do something epic for our 1 year, and then we're like, no, let's just fucking chill.
What did we do? Oh, the picnic. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. Oh, it was good. But like, yeah, it was really nice. Was like, you know, we wanted to like maybe go. So I don't know. We were just like, that's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really care what we did.
Damn, me either.
That's funny.
Wow.
Well, aren't you guys lucky? That's the guess. The moral of the episode.
No, Gray, I can't wait to.
I'm kidding, to guys. No, I'm really glad we.
But
got
But I'm so glad you found your independence.
Thanks.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I am too. I feel like myself.
And by the way, I don't mean to go into this, but like your previous attempts to be in a relationship were not your fault anyway.
No.
Like you were anyway.
I was trying.
No, I feel like you and who you were.
You put your whole heart on the line.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That shit hurted, but I'm all good.
Yeah.
And also, I'm really happy about this episode. I'm really happy that people got to see the real you. Finally. You know, the long form real you. The uncut Christina. Chris. I can't say Christina. I guess I can, but I should say Chris.
I've never called you Chris once.
Yeah, sometimes you call me Chris.
No, I've called you Chris like once or twice by accident, and I felt really weird. I felt like Grayson. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. All right, well.
It feels like we didn't talk about anything now. Do you feel like that when you record?
We were just chilling.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the fun part about it. It's just like a conversation.
Guys, can we get a cat or something?
We need to get
a cat. I'm allergic.
We need a cat. Well, the thing is, when we get a house together, we're going to have cats.
We're going
to
have.
And you need to do your shot. Animals. You need to get your shots, Grayson.
Bro, I'm not going to be able to see my fucking niece and
because
nephew.
You keep missing your shot appointments. Get your fucking shots.
Adele, you didn't remind me.
She reminds you every day.
Fuck, she does remind me every day. I don't think I hear it.
Well, then you can't come to our house, and we're gonna have an epic house. We're gonna have.
I grew up on a farm, and
so did I. So did he. But
raising,
he just had to stay far away from
the
animals.
Farm.
Let's raise kids on a farm.
I think
pets.
Every child should grow up with animals.
Guys, you guys don't think I have fucking animals tattooed all over me because I love them
so
much.
Let's
well, get your
one.
Fucking
let's
shots.
Get a little piglet. Are you allergic to pigs?
So allergic.
Oh,
like I'll actually die though. But it's not like oh I itchy. I would deal with that. I get asthma and
I
end up.
Yeah, I know.
Like if I didn't have an inhaler, I'd be dead right now. Like, actually, it's bad.
Gosh.
I don't know. Maybe,
get your shots, Grayson.
Maybe my nervous system will figure it out.
Or get your fucking shots. How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm going to keep doing it. I'll get my shots. Can I get them tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday? Yeah, I can.
Tomorrow's Thursday,
so I can, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe it's closer to Thanksgiving. I don't know. I think I'm going to be able to swing in real quick before the festivities start.
It's close for Mondo's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mondo's birthday tomorrow. Everybody, guys, I guess you're listening today.
Tomorrow is Thanks Mondo. Let's go, boy.
Wish Mondo a happy fucking birthday.
Golden birthday. And, like this episode, not only for Christina, but for Mondo to come on the podcast one day. Because
Mondo face reveal.
Oh, shit. Because, yeah, like Christina, and... Mondo brings a great fucking energy to this house.
Mm. I feel like we're all happy family here.
Yeah,
we're all really supportive of each other, and that's
it
great.
This house feels great.
Yeah,
it does.
And we have an Adele podcast too.
Yes, and we will have an Adele podcast.
Not the
singer. We can't get her.
Yeah, not yet. I don't know if we ever will be able to. That'd be But hey, we have an even better Adele.
Oh, dude, everyone's good in their own way, all right? I'm also saying this because I don't want Adele stands to attack us.
Yeah, it's true.
No, but for real.
Yeah, you're right.
I wouldn't know about the OG Adele. Are you the OG Adele?
I was born before she was famous. I'm OG.
Yeah, but she was born before you.
Okay, let's not get into it. We'll have both of the Adeles on the podcast one day together.
Oh, my God. Yes.
But thanks for doing this episode, babe. I know that you were nervous because
obviously, I still kind of am.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you have a reason to be. Like, you're new to this stuff and what happened earlier in this winter and everything. And it's just been like, it's been a fucking crazy year.
I think you're going to get a lot of love for the episode.
You better give her love.
Oh.
I hope. I think you should.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
Of course. You're in the room every single time we record.
I know.
All right. We're going to finally. Oh, wait. We have a spread positivity shout out.
Wait, here we go. Let's get a.
How?
Oh, shit. I don't want to miss this opportunity.
Spread positivity. And you guys can get these hoodies on DolanTwins.com right now. Spread positivity hoodies.
Let's get. Designed by our sister.
Yes. Okay. And this spread positivity shout out goes to, and I really like this one a lot, Jess. And Jess says that she nominates herself because she believes that she's spreading positivity by showing people that no matter what disability you have, you can follow your dreams. Jess was born with slight cerebral palsy in her left side, but she says that if you have scars or disability, do not be ashamed to show the world your true you and never give up on achieving your goals, because just last year, she has been crossing things off her bucket list.
That's amazing.
Last year, she crossed one of the most important things off her bucket list, which was a big goal of hers.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
That's awesome, Jess.
You know what I mean? I think, to me, what's really stood out in this, and thank you for sharing, because it really does motivate me a lot. I'm going to be honest, Jess. And I think it's amazing how you flip, you know, your disability to be a sort of motivation that propels you to do greater things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's really special. And you're going to inspire many by sharing that. So thank you very much.
You already
so
inspired inspiring. Me.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired all of us.
Thanks, Jess.
All righty. Yes, thank you very much. All right, so on that note, we will wrap up the podcast. This is one of my favorite episodes ever.
Me too.
Leave it a like.
I kind of want to stay on now.
You should come back.
Yeah, you should come back. There's no saying you can't.
Okay.
We post podcasts every Thursday here on this channel, Deeper with the Dolan Twins, and you can come by and just have a convo with us. Also, if you want to be nominated for a Spread Positivity shout-out and recognized next week, you can nominate yourself, you can nominate a friend, or somebody that you know or that you've heard of who's spreading
positivity. I love reading these comments, by the way. I always do.
Yeah, they're great.
They are great. We have an amazing family here.
Someone who's spreading positivity in the community, because we'd love to show them that we care about what they're doing, because we feel it's really, really important. And Larae is FaceTiming me.
Spreading positivity is cool.
After flaking on me all day. So I'm not going to answer. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't answer.
As soon as this is over, I'm going to.
No, but spreading positivity is really cool. And
really cool.
You should be proud of it. So let us know why you're proud of yourself for spreading positivity. I feel like I really didn't talk this episode.
You did great. Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Me neither.
She's just so stunning.
You guys talk so much.
You're so stunning. I can't speak when I look
at you. Jesus. All right. Dude, it's my fucking podcast too.
I can't speak.
Keep it rolling. Tell me more. What's your favorite thing about me? I'm kidding.
This is not wrapping up. All right. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
We'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?